Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Oh my goodness me. I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. To your mum's house.
Whoa.
Episode 50. We've been in the game, motherfucker. Episode 50. I'll bring arms out
to your mum's house. Yeah, boy, 50 episodes, man. Damn, son.
What was the year, bruv?
I'm proud of us, man. We, you know, we kept it consistent. Okay, we missed maybe 2 weeks out of the... So maybe it is technically been a year, because I think there was 2 weeks. But other than that, we've been on it, and it's been growing slightly. People have been showing some love, so thank you all for listening in and tuning in and telling friends about it, because it's all word of mouth here, man. So we appreciate it.
Congratulations, boys. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had to bring Talal for the 50th episode, man. It wouldn't happen without him, so we got to give him props and a salute.
Cheers,
and we
couldn't,
and we
just,
and we, you know, we blew our load with Mean last week, so we couldn't get a guest for this week, so we had to make do.
Blew our load all over Mean's face.
All over
Mean. Blew our load.
No, I was just kidding. Yo, big up. I think Talal has something special for us planned. I mean, what have you guys been up to anyway, man? You guys been well?
You know what? I'm going to switch my headphones. I'm not hearing myself, which is disorientating.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you guys been up to, huh?
I know, Talal.
This geezer phoned me at work today. Yeah.
Yeah.
The phone rang and I answered it, yeah? And he's like, hello. Yeah. And I'm like, hello, how can I help you? And he's like, yeah, can I ask if the manager or the director's there, yeah? And he said it like that, yeah? Like,
yeah.
And I mean, yeah, well, like, what do you want? Hmm. Like, what's it about? Is it for sales? Is it for the other thing? Is it for this? He's like, oh, yeah, it's like for all of them, innit? And I was straight away, yeah, I just know, yeah. Straight away, I just thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, bro. And I'm like, well, who do you want to speak to? He's like, the manager or the directors, yeah? I said, well, which one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What department? And he goes to me, this bloke, yeah. I said, you haven't asked what I am, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking to someone now, bruv. Like, who do you talk? Trust me, you're talking to someone now. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And he's like, and then he goes, hey, look, basically, yeah. This is a cold call, yeah? He goes, like, basically, yeah. This is a cold call, yeah? And I'm like, what the fuck, bruv? I don't blatantly work this out by now. Like, bruv, what do you want, bruv? Like, what are you trying to going to sell me on the phone?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, you can give me 30 seconds of your time, yeah? Or if you prefer, you can hang up now, yeah? And so he's pretty suddenly calling from some place. Yeah? I'm like, bruv. I said, bruv, you can't say that to me, bruv. Yeah. If you're trying to sell me something, yeah? I've got, basically, yeah, man, I've got 30 seconds for you, yeah? Or otherwise, yeah, if you don't want, you can just put down the phone, yeah? And I'm like, you know what I'm going to choose. You fucking dickhead, yeah? You know what I'm going to choose. He's kind of like, he's on the list, he's like, well, no, bro, I'm jumping away. Well, I really wanted to help him out, bro.
You gave him every chance,
when you phone the business, yeah? Don't say, hey, listen, yeah.
Yeah, can I ask?
Is there any, my, can I ask out my
well, you know what?
I was taking it.
It's a fresh approach. You could give him that.
Well, basically, yeah, man, bruv. Well, basically, bro, if you could just hang up the phone. Just <my bro.
laughs> He probably did his spiel a bunch of times, and then halfway through it, someone went cuckoo so many times. He was just like, look. He's just like, either hang up now or listen for 30 seconds. You know what I mean? He got so sick of being hung up on.
Or hang up.
Jeez Louise.
He wants to avoid wasted effort. Yeah. Oi, is boss man in? Oi, can I speak to boss man?
Yeah. If you're not on it, bruv, I'll just hang up now. Innit?
I don't blame him, man. That job is fucking soulless and it
that's
kills
exactly
heart,
what
man.
I said to someone when I put down the phone. I remember when I was working in fucking Brentford in some dirty warehouse trying to sell kitchens.
Yeah.
Fucking cold corner trying to sell kitchens. Like, hello, dude, how's your kitchen getting on from like a 16-year-old kid? You know, what the fuck are you talking about?
I remember once it was I found on Gumtree there was a job. I was looking for a job for a summer. I think I was like 17 or something, 18. And then I found this call center thing in Golders Green. So I went down there and they were like, yeah, cool. You're in. Like, it wasn't even, they're just like, you know, here's a script to read. And they're like, what's your name? I go, Ahmed. They're like, nah. Your name's Gary now. Yeah. I think I told you this story already. They said, nah, don't say your name's Ahmed. Say your name's Gary and read the script. And it was selling like website space for the NHS. But then I realized it took me a month, maybe 2 months of working there to realize it was a scam fucking place, man.
Yeah.
And I was cold calling people. And oh, man, the amount of harassment I got is crazy.
I worked for a call center company. And I really didn't want to do it, but I was struggling. I wasn't getting any acting jobs. And there's this company, they specialize, they only hire actors. Because actors are like good at acting, good at being on the phone and talking to people. Yeah, so it works for them that they have actors. But on the other hand as well, it's like if you have an audition or you need to take some time off because you got an acting job, they're very flexible and they give you time off and they're very nice to you and everything. So I'm like, okay, cool. I still don't really want to sell shit to people on the phone, though it sounds kind of fucking soulless, yeah? And they're like, no, you're selling wine. It's a wine subscription, and you're only going to be calling people who already have the subscription. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, you already have the subscription, and you're only going to be asking them to renew their subscription. I'm like, all right, you know what? That's not so bad. I can deal with that. And then I realized slowly... What kind of person has a subscription to wine? Proper fucking wine fiends and like alcoholics. And like these people, I could tell they wanted to hang up on me because it's someone calling them out of the blue, asking them for money. But at the same time, they're like, I need
talking
that wine.
About that wine.
I need that wine to keep showing up at my door. And they will like drop everything they're doing to give me their credit card. And they're like looking after their kids or like they're driving. They're like, let me just pull over the car. I'm like, mate, I can call you back. Like, no. I'm on the M4, but I'll just pull over in a hard shoulder.
Yeah.
And then the day that it broke the camel's back was there was a woman on a hospital bed, an old lady, and she had to crawl across the room to get her purse. And I'm listening to her like groaning as she's going across the fucking hospital room to get to her purse. And I'm like, this is fucked. What am I doing? And you remember that day a few years ago when, was it called GPRD? GRPC? That data GDPR. Protection? GDPR. There was new rules and they wiped the slate with everyone's data protection. Call centers around the country went fucking bust in a heartbeat. And my place, they were getting rid of like 80% of the staff. And they're like, so this whole GDPR thing, we're going to have to get rid of some people. Who would be willing? And I'm like, yeah, me. I'm out. And I just got my bag and fucking walked out of the place.
It's, yeah, man. It's
cold shit, that stuff. They call it cold calling for a reason.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's cold out there, son.
It's cold. It is cold, brother. I'm fucking freezing. I keep on thinking I'm going to have to get up and get some more garms.
Well, you know, make sure you're comfortable.
Well, plug this shit in. Plug this shit in.
Yeah, plug it in, son. Because, you know...
Plug it in.
Yeah, I think...
I'm going to switch headphones.
Let's get into it, man. All right, once things back... Let's get into it. We got something, I think. We got something prepared and ready for the 50th episode. Talal, you know about D's?
D's Nuts.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
These nuts. Got him.
I didn't get him, no.
It's a long new man.
That's called an ass whooping. That video, that theme shed. Yeah. The ass whooping.
I got some buttons and stuff, but yo, T. Hit it off, man.
Come you on, want it? You want it now, yeah?
Yeah, let's get it rolling.
So I have put together for you guys the ultimate test of your hip hop knowledge. You've tested each other separately, but now you're going head to head. It's the Arms House 50th episode hip hop quiz. I'm going to lay it down on your asses. There's elements from all four pillars of the hip hop castle.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Almshouse 50th Anniversary Hip Hop Quiz Spectacular. Our contestants today have been doing the Almshouse to Your Mom's House podcast for 50 episodes now. That's a year! And they thought each one of them was the dapper don of hip hop knowledge, but today we'll be finding out once and for all who's number one. Let's bring out our contestants. First up in the blue corner, we've got the ambidextrous wonder, the Amber SDF, Mr. Amber.
Hey, hello.
And in the red corner, we have
Dickhead.
Dickhead extraordinaire. Thematic. He's a rapper himself, but how far does his knowledge span? Let's find out today. All right, guys, this is going to work. This is going to work like this, all right?
Actually, no, wait. I've got one tune just to get us in the mood, okay?
What? You're interrupting.
It's the questions. It's the questions, boy. It's the questions. It's the questions. Come on. The questions. It's the questions, boy. It's the questions. It's the questions, yeah.
It's the what? It's the quashdish?
The questions.
The questions.
The questions. I know you're saying the questions.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess this is... I was going to do it like a pub quiz style, but I think it'll be more fun if we have you buzz in and say your answer. I'm going to keep a tab of all your scores here. You guys...
Bro, I'm so lean. This is fucking... This is... this is going to be very difficult for me.
Would you rather do it pub quiz style? Do you want to write your answers down?
Nah, let's just go through them, Talon. Let's just go through them one by one. We'll answer them and we'll move on, man.
Okay. Well, there will be a round later on where you will need a pen and paper. Okay. But for now, let's start with, let's hear each of you come up with your own buzzer noise. You need to make an oral sound with your mouth. Don't use any of your buttons, Maddie.
Okay, there you go.
Steam, is that going to be your buzzer?
Yeah.
Yes.
You happy with that? Can you do that like on the drop of a dime?
Okay.
Okay, good. And Maddie, Amber, what's your buzzer?
Amber. I'll just say Amber.
Wow, very imaginative.
Amber.
Okay, Amber, yeah, just say Amber.
Yeah.
Okay, surprised neither of you went for talal, 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 but that's fine.
Talal, 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 talal.
It'll get confusing otherwise.
So, look.
No, you got to choose. So, you got to choose talal. And then he's like, yeah, talal. But he's like, no, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, well, let's see.
Okay, look. So the first round,
yeah,
is kind of a mix of.
No, this isn't fair, man. I don't remember shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna win, man. I'm gonna.
I don't remember shit.
I want you to be sure that I haven't. I've purposefully not picked. I know Maddie's hip hop knowledge. I know his breadth of hip hop knowledge.
Yeah, but I know yours as well, Tomas.
You think I wrote these questions myself? I have scoured the dark corners of the internet for all sorts of hip hop trivia. Okay. And I've tried my best to find things that I don't think Maddie is like super clued up on. But inevitably, there is some stuff that Maddie's going to know a lot about. And I think there'll be some stuff there that you're going to know a lot about, Theme. I've tried to make it as even as possible. You might not like every question I do. I don't want to hear shit about it, all right? It's because there's 50 of them. So we're going to move straight on to the next one. If you're listening at home as well, man, like I'd love you to play along and we want to hear what scores you got. So get a pen and paper and do your best at this quiz as well. And play along with the
do your thing.
Episode 50 Almshouse Hip Hop Quiz. But when I say 50 questions, some of them are bunched together, so it's not as big as it sounds. All right. The first round is just general, kind of mainstream hip hop stuff that I know isn't Maddie's strong suit. So kind of like the mainstream popular shit.
All right.
Here we go. Question one. Make your buzzer. Oh, I'm gonna say. Should you be able to interrupt me? I guess you can.
Yeah. Of course.
If you want to interrupt me, I'll say.
Yeah, you can just.
I wanted to say, let me finish the question before you buzz in. But I guess you can interrupt. But here's the catch: if you get it wrong, the other player has a chance to steal, and they will hear the rest of the question.
Okay.
All right. So that's the penalty for buzzing in early if you're not sure.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Buzz in when you know the answer. Question one. Complete the title of Kendrick Lamar's acclaimed 2015 album.
Amber. You didn't To pimp a butterfly.
Very good. That's the point for Amber. Good job. You didn't even let me finish. Very good. All right. Question number two.
I don't even know what it is.
Which future Marvel movie star made their big screen acting debut in Eminem's movie 8 Mile? There's multiple choice. A.
Oh, I know.
Anthony Mackie. B. Chadwick Boseman. Or C. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
Theme, you're wrong. Maddie, you have a chance to steal.
B.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
You're both wrong. It was Anthony Mackie. He plays Captain America's little sidekick.
Okay.
I didn't do my warm-ups. She sat upon a balustrated balcony, inexplicably mimicking his hiccuping whilst amicably welcoming him in. All right. Question number three. All right. Which two male artists hold the record for highest number of Grammy Awards by a rapper?
Amber! Outcast.
No, incorrect.
Shit.
I will finish the question.
Can you finish the question?
I will, and Theme has a chance to steal. Two male artists. I didn't say that they were one group. They're two male artists. Hold the record for the highest number of Grammy Awards won by a rapper with a total of 24 Grammys each. Or is it together? I think it's total together. Yes.
Eminem. And Jay-Z.
You get half a point, Theme. It was Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Boy, Kanye West, chief!
Yeah. All right, question number four. ASAP Rocky's hit 2018 song, Praise the Lord, Da Shine, features verses from which UK rapper?
Amber.
It's multiple choice. Okay, Amber's. Oh, I should say beforehand it's multiple choice.
Yeah, you should say beforehand. But I think it's Skepta.
Maddie, you get a point. Very good. Skepta it is. All right. Yeah. All right, question number five. From which Jesus song? I'm going to try and be a bit quicker. Question number five. From which song was the iconic bass line sampled in Rapper's Delight, widely regarded as the first commercially successful hip-hop song by the Sugar Hill Gang? What is the bass line sample? Want to hear those buzzers?
Amber. It's by Chic.
What's the song?
The song, I can't fucking remember the title of it. I'm going blank. Something, a boogie, like a boogie wonderland. No, it's not that. It's that's Earth, Wind & Fire. Anyway. Fucking Chic. I can't remember, man. Sorry.
No. Okay. Theme, you want to try and steal it? Sorry. No idea from Theme. The answer, the bass line from Rapper's Delight is from Good Times.
Good Times. That's it.
Good Times.
Yeah, that's it. Good Times. We saw them at Glastonbury, Talal, didn't we?
I know we did.
He mentioned that while they fucking did it.
Yep. He was showing off quite a bit about all the songs he's in.
He was like, number six. I invented hip hop. That's what he said.
He said that. Maddie at the back of 100,000 people going,
no, you didn't.
I was going like this.
These nuts. These nuts.
Sorry. I'll stop pressing.
Question number six.
Yeah.
What fashion trend did hip hop artist LL Cool J popularize in the 1980s? This is like a single fashion item that he made very popular. Yes.
Durag.
No, I got it.
Afraid not.
Amber, is it? Amber, the bucket hat.
No, it's the Kangol hat.
Oh, the Kangol. Yeah, that's what I meant. The Kangol bucket
hat. Yeah, you don't get it for bucket hat.
No point.
Yeah, I don't get it for bucket hat. But that's what I meant.
So. Shit. Yeah. Kangol hat, yeah.
Kangol hat. Remember, these are like mainstream basic.
These are like mainstream things. You lot don't know nothing about no
questions. I will be getting more niche in a bit. All right, number seven.
Yeah.
This is a multiple choice question.
Bale.
Which rapper played alongside Janet Jackson in a leading role?
Amber.
In the 1993.
Amber. Q-Tip.
Yeah. Huh?
Q-Tip.
Wrong. Theme Fuck gets to hear the question and the multiple choice.
He was in that film with Janet Jackson, man. He was.
Which rapper played alongside Janet Jackson in a leading role in the 1993 movie Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice, yeah.
Was it? There's four choices. Ice Cube, Snoopy Doopy Dog Dog, LL Cool J, or Tupac?
What was the film called?
Poetic Justice.
Shit.
1993, Janet Jackson.
93, man.
Ice Cube, Snoopy Poopy Dog Bog, LL Cool J, or Tupac's?
Ice Cube.
Theme. I'm so sorry.
It was, man, Tupac. It's Tupac, man. And he kills
Don't tell
Q-tip.
Me it was Tupac, because you fucking...
kills Q-tip.
Oh, so Q-tip is in it, but not leading role. You got to listen, Maddie. You've got to listen.
I'm trying to get there. I'm an idiot.
All right. Look, Maddie's in the lead, but barely.
You're listening to so much Tupac recently.
He might show up again in this quiz.
And I don't even know that.
Who was the first... Question 8. Multiple choice. Who was the first hip-hop artist to feature on the cover of Time magazine? Oh, you don't want to hear the choices. Go on then, Theme.
Jay-Z.
Incorrect, Themos. Yeah. Maddie, first hip-hop artist cover of Time magazine. Is it A, Lauryn Hill? B, Puff's Daddy? C, 50 Cent? Or D, Kanye West? Kanye
no,
West.
Lauryn Hill.
Correct, Ambrosio.
Bingo.
It is Lawrence Hill. Very good.
Lawrence Llewellyn Hill.
Sorry. Okay, Lawrence Llewellyn Hill. Changing places.
I'm getting bad in this quiz.
You're not yet. You're not yet. Maddie's got hardly any points. A lot of them have just, neither of you got it. So don't worry. Question number 9. Which of these names, there's multiple choices here.
Yeah.
Which of these names has Snoopy Dog Bog not gone by?
Okay.
So which one has he not used?
Mm-hmm.
A, DJ Snoopadelic. B, Snoop Lion. C, Snoopzilla. Or D, Snoop Sonic. Yes, Theme.
Snoop Sonic.
Correct, Imondo. That's a whole point for you.
Big up the points.
Question number 10. In the early multiple choice. In the early mid 1990s, the queen of rap, Missy Elliott, embarked on her music career in which R&B girl group? Is it A, TLC? B, En Vogue? C, Sister? Or D, SWV?
Amber.
Amber was first.
C, Sister.
Correct, Imondo. Ambrosio. Well done.
No worries.
Theme, are you still here?
I'm gonna get that.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm rooting for you, Theme. Question number 11. I'm rooting for you as well, Maddie. It's equal roots.
No,
equal
don't worry. Roots. Theme needs it more than me, man. I'm gonna.
No bragging. We know where that leads.
All right. Good shoot.
Question number 11. Mm-hmm. Which jazz pianist's work is sampled in Nas's The World Is Yours from the Illmatic album? Multiple choice.
Amber.
Mm.
Yes, Amber.
Thelonious Monk.
Incorrect.
Shit. Okay.
Theme gets
I'm,
to hear.
I'm trying to give Theme a chance now. You can
theme
guess
gets to
now,
hear the choices. Do you understand the question, Theme? Which jazz pianist was sampled in The World Is Yours by Nas?
The world is yours.
Is it Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Dave Brubeck, or Ahmad Jamal?
I know.
I'm going to go with Dave.
Sorry, guys. It was Ahmad
it's
Jamal.
It's Ahmad Jamal, yes. It's Ahmad I know Jamal. It is. I'm an idiot.
All right. Question number 12.
Ahmad Jamal!
Question number 12.
Sorry, I forgot to
Commons, call The Light, and Outcasts, yeah. Miss Jackson, are both written, this is multiple choice, are both written about which person?
Amber.
Amber?
On and on and on and Erykah Badu.
Correct.
Yeah.
Damn it, son. I didn't even hear the question.
She got around, man. Erykah Badu, even Jay Electronica wrote a song about her as well, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she is a magnanimous figure.
Yeah, she's a yati.
Wonderful person. All right, last two questions of this round. Number 13. What year did Naughty by Nature release the song OPP?
About that, no, the Go Book, the Go Book!
1993.
Incorrect.
No!
Theme,
no! 1991!
Yes, Theme got a point! Yes,
I swear. OPP. I'm thinking. I'm thinking of the 1993 album.
Nothing about Naughty by Nature!
That's true. Good one, Theme. Good one.
All right, last question of the round. What year did Big Pun die?
1997. Amber, 1997.
Wrong.
Shit.
What year did
Big Pun die? That was one of the questions.
Sorry, Theme?
1995.
No.
No.
The year 2000, he died.
Who?
Big Pun.
Big Pun.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Big Notorious B.I.G.
You need to listen, Amber. That's why we wear headphones. To listen with. All right. Both of you wrong. Okay, well done. That was the first round. Are you enjoying it so far? Is this going well?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good. It's pretty even. I thought I'd be.
It is pretty even.
Yeah.
It's pretty close, anyway.
Yeah. Pretty close because you're losing points for being so rude.
Yeah, I know. I'm being hasty as well.
Right.
Come on.
This next round is called Ancient Hip Hop Hipstery. Hip-hop history. Yeah. Ancient hip-hop history. All right.
When did the first DJ put his plug his electricity into the lamp?
I have not given you any easy questions here. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Question 15. In 1979, the first rapper signed to a major label, Mercury Records. Who was it?
The first rapper signed
1979,
to...
Amber. King Tim the Third.
Incorrect. Shit. Tim the Third. 1979, first rapper signed to a major label, Mercury Records. Who was it? Theme, your chance to steal.
Again.
5 seconds. Theme?
He doesn't know.
Can he hear me?
It's not MC Shan, it's the other fucking guy. The guy who did It's Yours. That guy. I can't remember his name though.
His initials are KB.
He's from Queensbridge, yeah.
His initials are KB.
I don't know, man.
I'm so I was gonna call King it time Bill. There anyway. It was Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow, that's it. It's Yours, yeah, he did that and shit.
All right. Curtis
Blow. Damn, son.
All right, question 16.
One Love. Yeah.
Which 1984 eponymous debut album? Do you know what eponymous means, boys?
1984, no.
Eponymous means the album is named...
Oh, when he's dead.
No.
Like he's dead.
No, that's posthumous. Let me say it. Eponymous is when the album is named... The album is named the name of the artist.
Yeah.
The name of the artist is the name of the album. Okay.
Okay.
Which 1984 eponymous debut album was the first ever rap album to go gold?
Oh, shit. 1984. Fuck me, man. I was 4 years old, bro. it was my birthday yesterday, by the way.
What was it? A rapper?
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Did you say it was a rapper?
Well, it's first an album. Rap album. Eponymous debut album.
Fuck.
1984. And it was the Geezer's name.
The Geezer's or the Geezer's?
Yeah, is it a group name?
I can't tell you. I've told you the question. It's a rap act. It is a group. I'll give you a clue because you guys are longing it out.
NWA.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Theme, you want to steal.
I'm just throwing it out.
Oh, I'm thinking about the UK. He's thinking about everywhere.
Well, do you think it was a UK rap act that went gold first?
1984.
Might as well take a punt. Might as well take a punt at it, mate.
Yeah, say DJ Derek. It was him.
It's because I had some weed before this. I can't fucking think at all.
I had a bit of weed as well. So it's not an excuse, motherfucker.
Can't think at all.
Give up? Yeah, just make a guess of any Rap Act theme.
Public Enemy.
Yeah, there
incorrect.
We go.
Good guess. It was Run DMC.
DMC. Fuck, how
with
did
the
I
eponymous
that?
Album Run DMC.
Shit.
Yes, it was Ooh, Maddie's birthday. Maddie. Happy birthday, Maddie. I got you a Maddie, nice Maddie. Gift, didn't I?
Yeah, you did get me a nice pen.
I went to Wild and in Stockwell. There's a graph shop called Wild Style Cafe. I know there's a Chrome and Black podcast. I told Jerome I would shout him out because he was really helpful and helped me pick the right ink and the pen.
No, big up, big up.
Got you a nice mop pen with unerasable silver ink. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we're halfway through the ancient hip hop story round number 17.
Yeah.
In 1987, Salt and Pepper became the first hip hop act with gold and platinum album. With a gold and platinum album. One album that went gold and platinum. Yeah. Name that album, 1987. Salt and Pepper.
Fuck.
Swerve.
I'm sorry, theme. That, it's not Swerve. Maddie, want to steal?
Okay. Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper, gold and platinum album.
Yeah, the album with Push It on it. I've got the album upstairs. I'm trying to remember what it's fucking called.
It's a good thing you're not recording up there, surrounded by your records.
I
like your t-shirt theme. Who's that on the t-shirt?
Damn it, son.
I like it spicy. It's not that.
Not far off. It's I know. Hot, cool, and vicious.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Who's on your t-shirt
cool
theme?
Vicious. No, this is a t-shirt sent in.
Oh, yeah, from Heavy Crates.
Heavy Crates.
Salute Heavy Crates, man.
Nice big one. Up. That's a really nice shirt, man. Love it. Long sleeve for the winter
really
as well.
I really like it, yeah.
All right, question 18. That's also crazy. In 1987.
Come on, 1987, you
that's
fucking
the year
Jesus.
I was born.
Come on, baby.
The year I was born.
whose
debut album was hip-hop's first ever number one entry on the US Billboard 200 albums chart? The first ever number one hip hop album, 1987. Whose album was it?
Is it a group?
LL Cool J.
Sorry, theme. It's not LL Cool J.
1987. Mm-hmm. Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, I thought you had it, Maddie. No, it was Beastie Boys. License to Ill.
Shit, of course.
You're both flopping it here.
Yeah, we're flopping. I've never been good at dates and stuff, man. I know 1988 is one of my favorite years for hip hop.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to remember big acts from that time.
Yeah.
Fit loosely the question.
Yeah.
I'm dashing it out there in the hope.
Yeah.
Right. Go on. Number 19.
Yeah.
Who won Rap's first ever Grammy Award in 1989?
Amber. Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
I'll give it to you. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
And the Fresh Prince, yeah.
Do you know what song it was? Yeah.
It was the award was just don't understand.
Correct.
Yeah.
The award was best rap.
And they boycotted the awards as well because they refused to televise that part of the Whoa. Grammys because they didn't think hip hop was worth it. And so Jazzy Jeff and Will were like, "Nah, all right, if you're not going to put it on TV, fuck you. I ain't coming to get it."
Deep. Good for them.
Yeah.
Did you see Will Smith just dropped a verse about everyone get off his dick about the divorce?
I saw that.
It's
man.
Really good.
No, it's
really
funny.
Good, man.
I mean, whatever. I'm not
the
into the whole
multi-syllabic rhymes, and he's still got the rhythm. Man, like,
I did see that. Did
you know what? Let's check it out now.
20 years of swag y'all just witnessed. Let me remind everybody who Will Smith is. Rappers make it rain. Let their money hit you. If I throw my money up, shit, I'll probably kill a stripper. The illest, realest, big Willis. Down with the man in charge of with Uncle Phyllis. Everybody wanna do Will Smith numbers. I don't know if your life got that many summers.
Nah,
he's not bad.
Man. I mean,
right. Question number 20 is the last question in the hip hop history, ancient history round.
Yeah.
But strangely enough, the question is about 2007. In 2007, who became the first hip hop inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Amber.
Bukerberg.
Run DMC.
Incorrect, Amber. Theme? Theme, you want to steal?
Come on, you said it before. You know the guy with the Kangol. No,
Public Enemy.
No, guys.
Oh.
The round is ancient history. It's an ancient history round. It's Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck.
All right.
Fucking cut!
Shit, we fucked lucky up
guys.
Round,
two bro. Rounds in, Maddie has 6 points. Theme has 2.5 points.
Yes, let's okay. go.
The next round.
2.5 points. Let's go, baby. Let's
you guys call it the graph word association game. And oh, it always yeah. winds me up because you're not playing word association. You're playing either the pyramid game if you're American, or there's a board game called Taboo. If you ever played Taboo, that's what you're playing with this graph game. Okay. But I have pre-written the clues.
Okay.
I want you guys to grab a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you fighting over it. I'm going to say the clue.
Yeah.
You're going to write down who you think it is.
What's the graffiti writer's name?
They're all famous, influential graffiti writers from all over the world.
From all over the world. Okay.
Okay. And
how many of them are there?
Wait, so what's this 20. Said again?
20. Jesus Christ. All right, let's go.
What was your question theme?
What? Tell me what this is again.
So we're playing. We're doing the graph taboo.
Sorry, man. I'm completely.
It's okay.
You know the graph and word association game that we play.
Yeah.
He's basically doing that.
We're doing that, but I have pre-written the clues. Like I've made them really concise. I'm just gonna say the clue, and you have to figure out who it is.
And just write it down. Don't shout.
And write it down. All right. There's 20 of them.
Oh, don't shout them out.
Yeah. Don't shout them out. And they are famous, influential graffiti artists from all through time and space, all through over the world, throughout history.
Maybe
all
I can play this in the background while you're...
No, well, space. Maybe add it in post, because I want...
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, that's quite nice and subtle, actually.
Yeah, like that. That's
it. All right.
Play a little beat, man.
All right, number one. He puts the D in Sydney's famous beach.
Jesus
he Christ. Puts the D in Sydney's famous beach. Number two. You have perceived him. Number two. You have perceived him.
Yeah.
Number three. Takers of this can reap a high reward. Takers of this can reap a high reward. Number four. A book of maps.
Is that it?
Yeah. Number five.
Yeah.
This is a two-part clue. Listen carefully. An American word for toilet. Half of 300. Plus half a dozen. An American word for toilet. Half of 300 plus half a dozen.
Half of 300.
Fuck.
Half of 100 plus a dozen.
Half of 300 plus half a dozen. An American word for toilet is the first part. Half of 300 plus half a dozen is the second part. All right, number six. His vinyl statues have great purpose.
For fuck's sake, man.
His vinyl statues have great purpose.
Vinyl statues.
Yeah, the song ran out, but keep going.
Number seven. Play the song again. Number seven.
It's a bit loud, isn't it? Or is it all right?
I think it's okay. Number seven. A horse's hoof clips, then it. A horse's hoof clips, then it.
I never heard of any of these writers, by the way. I've never heard of
you
any
must
of them.
Have. All right, number eight. This brazen Russian YouTuber in the OSM crew. There's no pun for this guy's name, so I've literally just described him. This brazen Russian YouTuber in the OSM crew. Okay, number nine. The female heiress to the Ketamine Empire.
Ketamine Empire.
Yeah. The female heiress to the Ketamine Empire. To a Ketamine Empire.
Jesus Christ, man.
Number 10.
That was number nine. Okay, cool.
Number 10. Stimpy's friends. Stimpy's friends. This guy's from Copenhagen. Bonus fact. All right, number 11. The Queen's personal painter-decorator. The Queen's personal painter-decorator. Number 12. Don't get bit by this guy. Or you'll become one of, you'll become him, one of him. Don't get bit by this guy, or you'll become one of him. Number 13. I've started not, I think I've gotten tired of figuring out the puns, so I've just started describing the guy. Number 13. His two-letter throw-ups are all over London, and I'm okay with that. His two-letter throw-ups are all over London, and I'm okay with that.
Controversial.
Number 14.
That could be a lot of peeps.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Talal, go.
Number 14. This is how long my dick is.
All right, okay, yeah, I know.
Number 14. This is how long my dick is. Number 15. If the singer Lizzo was always covered in spunk. Number 15. Yeah. 15. If the singer Lizzo was always covered in spunk. Number 16. Number 16. Normally it's... We're nearly done. Normally it's flake.
That's good, but I can't think of anything. These are getting mad, these clues.
Number 16. Normally it's flakes. This time, it's a loaf. I don't like that one.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry about that. Okay, normally they're made into flakes. But this time, they've made it into a loaf. Okay, you normally make it into flakes, but this time, it's made into a loaf. All right, number 17. If you're listening at home, I hope you're doing well at this quiz. And I'm sorry if this is awful.
I doubt
it. All right, number 17. My best friend, mix this with beer to make a snake bite. Mix this with beer to make a snake bite. All right, number 18. Another word for a light breeze. Another word for a light breeze. All right, last
two. Another word for a light breeze. I need to think about these, man.
Are you making notes? I can give you some time to think afterwards. Number 19. Wesley Snipes, vampire killer. Wesley Snipes, vampire killer. And last one, number 20. If Barbie did graffiti, this would be her tag.
Barbie. Ah, okay, yeah.
If Barbie did graffiti, this would be her tag.
I was thinking I'm only going to have to ask for a few at the end, but then I've missed 6, 9, 11, 15, 17, 18.
Yeah, I've missed 1, 3, 8... 9, 16. You know what I mean? There's some I haven't filled in either. And the other ones, most of them are guesses as well. There's a few that I know, but a few that most of them I have no
idea. But I'd love to hear all of them again.
Well, I guess what we'll do now is I will just read them out and you guys tell me your answers. And if you didn't hear it the first time, this will be your last chance to think of the answer.
All right, go.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, he puts the D in Sydney's famous beach.
Delta.
No.
Because I couldn't remember Sydney's beach.
All I remember was I thought it's something beginning with a D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the famous Don. Beach in Sydney is called... Bondi.
Bondi, mate!
Dondi.
Dondi. It's spelled the same as Bondi, but with a D.
Dondi, okay.
Okay, neither of you got a point there. Okay, number two. You have perceived him.
Amber, scene, yeah.
Yeah, you both get a point. Well done.
Yeah.
Scene.
We have to say them at the same time, me and Thea.
Well, I hope you can just show me it on your notebook. Yeah, yeah. So you can hold up your notebook. All right, number three, the clue was takers of this can reap a high reward. Takers of this can reap a high reward. What did you say, theme?
Soul.
It's not.
S-O-U-L.
No. Maddie, what did you write?
I didn't put anything, man. I didn't
know. Risk.
All I remember.
Risk.
High risk, high reward, yo.
Yeah, true say. All right.
Okay, number four, a book of maps.
You can tell Talal does the crossword a lot. Yeah, I put Atlas as well.
Yeah,
all I put was Atlas when I heard.
Yeah.
Atlas is correct.
All right, I'm keeping your scores.
I missed this one.
Okay, an American word for toilet. Half of 300 plus half a dozen. If you can work out one half, then you might be able to figure out the other half. So yeah, an American word for toilet, huh?
256.
Half of 300. What's half of 300?
150.
Sorry,
156. Yeah.
So whose tag ends with 156? Do either of you know?
I don't know.
New York rapper, original OG New York guy, John 156 or John 1.
I knew it was a name like that, man.
John, American word for a toilet. John.
John,
have you seen the John?
Yeah.
All right. These vinyl statues have great purpose.
This I didn't get. What number is this? Wait.
Six.
This is number seven.
Six.
Six. I put Zeus.
No. So he's an English graph guy. These vinyl statues have great purpose.
This vinyl.
And he is now most famous for making little vinyl statues or bigger. Vinyl statues. His name is Cause.
Oh, Cause.
Cause with a K.
Nah, he's a pussy.
Great purpose. Cause.
He's a pussy.
Cause. K-A-W-S. Cause. Yeah. And he does that cheeky Mickey Mouse thing with the fucking bullshit. I fucking hate that guy. But anyway. Yeah, well. All right. Seven. Is... We both.
I stand by everything that Amber says.
Did you both get seven?
Seven. Klops. No, I put Klops down. I don't know what the fuck this was.
Yeah, Klops with a K.
Yeah.
Okay, you both got a point. It is Klops.
Okay. Never heard of
it. Number eight.
Even if you wrote with a C. Klops. You never heard of Klops?
No. Yeah, I got fucking Klops.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you never heard of him. Have you heard of Klops?
I never heard of him.
Theme, you heard of Klops?
Yeah.
Maddie hasn't. Teach him. All right, number eight. Russian YouTuber OSM Crew. He's very famous, apparently.
Begins with an R or a B, no?
No, with a W. Weckman.
Never heard of him. No.
Man, I looked at a list of like the top most influential graffiti artists of all time.
Yeah, but it was blatantly written by some fucking Guardian fucking journalist guy. God. He doesn't know the shit is going on. He's putting Cause in there and shit. Cause don't know shit.
Maybe. All right. Okay, number nine. The female heiress to a ketamine empire. The female heiress to a ketamine empire. Either of you ever heard of Lady K?
Lady K. Yeah, I have heard Lady Ketamine. Yeah, but I didn't put that. I didn't.
You never got it?
No. All right, unlucky. We both got, I think I got 10, no?
10. Stimpy's friends.
Wren. That's what I put.
Plural. Stimpy's friends.
Wrens,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not Ren. You both just said Ren. Don't try and act like both of you
said this. I meant Rens. Big up Rens, isn't it? Oh, no, Rens from Daybla. You don't know about no Rens, bro.
All right, I'll give you both a point. Whatever. All right, number 11. The Queen's personal painter decorator.
Oh, Royal.
No.
The Queen's there's a guy who writes Royal. Painter and decorator.
There's a guy who writes Royal. I mean, Royal,
what could that be? The painter.
Who was on the front page of the newspaper because he bashed up Windsor Castle, or like near Windsor Castle.
Oh, shit.
It's Helch.
Oh, no, I was just about to say that because I was going down the district line in my head past that wall where there used to be a spiral backwards and now there's a Helch in pink.
Sorry. All right, I'll give you the point, Theme. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. You got to give me the point. I would have got that.
Don't get bit by this guy or you'll turn into one of him.
You know what I was going to put first? I was going to put rabies.
Yeah,
trying to think of all European writers from all over the fucking
world. Yeah, true.
But did you both put zombie? Yeah.
Yes.
Zombie, dude.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think I need to paint that yellow BR, bro.
I don't understand that joke. What is that? If I'm the only person in the world who doesn't get it.
If you listen to the episode, it's a Yard Story Theme was saying where he was in the yard with Zombie and a couple other people and. They wanted to paint the real underground train, not a BR British Rail. He was making a joke saying, that's an overground train. I'm not going to waste my paint on some yellow BR.
And I was saying, come on, man, let's go and do it.
I want to do a proper train. You know what I'm saying? That's what he meant by the yellow BR.
Okay, I get it. Thanks for explaining. All right, his two-letter throw-ups are all over, the number 13, are all over London, and I'm okay with that. Who was it?
Ochre.
Theme, what did he write?
He didn't get it.
I wrote it down.
No.
What did you write?
I was so disappointed. I'm just saying, I wrote it down.
Because Talal, you don't know, yeah, but there's what some contention. He's like Voldemort, Talal. You don't. No one mentions.
Can you see Oka in there?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, he did write Ochre.
Yeah, he literally just wrote it now, but it's safe. It's all good. Give him the point. It's all right.
What's the contention?
I'm not, I don't agree. I'd like to point out a fact that I do not agree with the answer to number 13. All over. No.
Don't worry, let's just move on. I'll tell you off camera.
Are they not all over London?
Yeah, no, they are. It's nothing to do with that. I'll chat to you about it off camera. Yellow, number 14. 10 foot.
This is some beef.
You don't have to chat to him about it. Well, you can't say that.
This
man.
Is
what
the
mean?
Guardian article.
That makes it look like I'm trying to say something.
This is what that Guardian article.
No, I'll tell you so bad. Yeah, I'll tell you off camera, mate. No, I can't tell you.
No, I just don't want to, because I'm not stuck in any of this stuff, but other people we know are. And you know what I mean? Mate, like that, I know if we bring it up,
he's been going for like as long as you guys.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the fucking clue.
Yeah,
was his throw ups are all his two letter throw ups are all over London.
Hmm.
Yeah, no? I've seen them. What do you mean? What's wrong with that? They are, aren't
There's
they?
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah, but none of them are right. Okay, and that's the pun in the. Question
that's
was
the
I'm
yeah,
okay
yeah,
with
that's
that.
That's why I chose the that's why I chose the answer.
Right. All right. We're gonna have a serious discussion off mic about this.
No, not
all right. Number 14. This is how long my dick is. Maddie, I know. Maddie wrote 10 foot theme. Did you wrote my dick? I saw your. You didn't even.
Yeah. That's all I had to do to remember the for the next fucking question because they were coming quick.
You didn't under.
So the 14 was a clue for me. It was my dick. Then I was going to try and pick.
Yeah, the answer was 10 foot.
Yeah.
All right, 15. If the singer Lizzo was always covered in spunk, she would be called?
Jizzo. I never heard of Jizzo, the writer, but I just got it from the pun.
You didn't?
No, I didn't write
Never
it
heard of Jizzo.
I wrote nothing down on that.
It's spelt J-I-S-O-E. Man, the research I did for this quiz went deep. Like, there's a documentary on YouTube. He's from Melbourne in Australia, this guy. J-I-S-O-E.
Yeah.
And there's a feature-length documentary about him on YouTube. I think it was on telly when it came out. And it's just following this guy around for months. And, like, but also, like, his personal life, his family life. And he doesn't hide his face. And you really, like... He's a really messed up, not that interesting, but a really fucked up, weird guy.
Okay.
And it's a fucking weird documentary, but it's worth watching, I think. Maybe skimming through it a bit. But check out the Jizzo documentary.
Jizzo.
Lizzo with the spunk.
All right. 16, so normally...
Jizzo, bruv. What a reach.
16. Normally, they make it into flakes, but this time they've made a loaf.
I was
corn
thinking
bread. Corn bread.
Corn flakes.
I put corn.
Corn
put
bread.
Corn.
Yeah, you wrote corn.
Corn bread.
They made a loaf. You didn't write corn bread theme? You just wrote
corn?
I didn't write anything.
These were me trying to make myself clues in case you didn't let us go through them again.
But you never heard of corn bread?
Yeah, of course. Corn bread's a legend. Yeah, 100%. Legendary dude. Yeah.
17.
Mine says corn. There's got to be. There's got to be a fucking. Be
my
a
best thing. Friend mixed this with beer to make a snake bite.
I put juice.
Theme.
I forgot snake bite. It's not shot. Snake bite. What's it called when
shot? You guys don't remember shot. How to make a snake bite?
No.
It's beer and cider mixed together. Cider.
Cider.
Really?
Yeah. The Peckham, my local graph artist, Cider, who graphed the fence across my road, and I
big up Cider.
I almost got in trouble for cussing him on the show.
What number was that?
17. 18. Another word for a light breeze. 18. It's another classic New
Gust.
York. No. Oh. Gust is quite a strong breeze. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Zephyr. Zephyr.
Zephyr. Is that strong?
Oh, my day.
Yeah. Z-E-P-H-Y-R. Yeah, you both know who Zephyr is, right?
Yeah, Zephyr is a legend. Zephyr is a legend. But I didn't know that meant light breeze.
Yeah, that's what Zephyr means. All right, we're nearly done. Wesley Snipes, Vampire Killer.
I didn't put Zephyr.
I always thought Zephyr was like a thing, like a goblin or a Zephyr or a fairy. Oh, fuck this. Okay.
No. 19? Either of you got it?
Blade.
Yeah.
Wait. What did I put? Vamp. Put Vamp.
The clue was Wesley Snipes, wait, vampire killer.
Yeah,
Blade.
Yeah, that's his name, Blade, no? Yeah.
Blade, the legendary I thought Tal
said no when you said Blade.
No. He's the legendary New York writer from the early days.
I said no to you for writing Vamp. But that was, I know that was your clue to yourself. All right, number 20, last one. If Barbie did graffiti, this would be a tag.
Lady Pink.
Theme?
I put Ken.
Ken. Well, you know what? You are Kenneth. You are Knuff. You are Knuff, but it is Lady Pink. Days. Maddie gets the point.
Lady Pink.
At the end of that round, Lady Maddie has Pink. 16 points. Range, and Theme has 8.5 points. Maddie is just consistently double your score, which is interesting. All right.
Consistently double my score.
All right.
Is that what you just said?
Throughout the whole time, yeah, he's been double your score all along. But you might have the chance to catch up with him now, Theme, because this next round is called Hard UK Hip Hop Questions.
No. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's go.
We're going back.
I thought you were going to do a Mobb Deep round just to sway it a little bit in Theme's favour. That would have been sick.
I still wouldn't get it, man.
All right, yeah, go
this
on.
This is all going to be quite tricky hip hop questions, UK hip hop questions.
All right.
Well, varying degrees of trickiness. I had no idea about any of this shit, so I hope it's right.
Okay.
Apart from this first question, name Dizzy Rascal's debut album and what... Oh, you're
Amber, Boy from the Corner.
What did you say, Theme?
Yeah, but he didn't
Boy
buzz
from
in.
The Corner.
Oh, Boy From
the I didn't corner. Hear that we got to do the buzzing again.
Yeah. It's Boy in the Corner.
Yeah, I was just about to say Boy in the Corner. In Da Corner as well, not The Corner, Da Corner.
I'm going to give...
Give it
oh, there was a second part to the question. And what year did it come out? Theme, can do you know what year it came out?
Amber.
Let Theme answer.
All right.
Let Theme answer. 2001.
Oh.
Nah, Maddie.
2000.
No.
Shit.
2003.
Okay.
All right. Buzz in with your answers, please.
Tell me if it's a number two. Tell me if it's a multiple choice, yeah?
I will. Number two. MC Fallacy released his debut album, Black Market Boy, in 2003. Which... that's a typo I'm not going to read. Which rapper featured on the track Rap Folly?
What did you say? What was the...
the song is called Rap Folly from MC Fallacy's Black Market Boy album in 2003. Which rapper featured on the track
Fusion.
Black Rap Folly? Buzz in, please, Amber.
Black Twang.
Incorrect. Theme, you want to steal?
All I can think about is Fallacy and Fusion.
It'll be like one of them old-school hip-hop hits. But
you want to say Fusion?
Yeah, I did. I did say Fusion, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't buzz in. But you can say it now if you want.
Fusion.
You're wrong. It's Rodney P.
Yeah, Rodney P. I was going to say Rodney
P. All right, this is a long question. Fuck it now. Okay, so I'm going to list. There's a bunch of songs this UK MC featured on. I'm going to name all the songs.
Yeah.
And you'll tell me who featured on these songs. What UK MC featured on Domestic Science from Skits' album Countryman, Black Twang's Trickster from the album
Amber.
Kickoff, and...
Amber.
All right.
You Estelle. Buzz in
it, Ellie? It is Estelle. Good job, Maddie.
I've got those albums. I've got
very good.
Shit, I was going to say Roots Maneuver.
Yeah.
Very good. You know, in Peckham, there's a landscaping company and I see their van driving around all the time. They do like gardens and shit. And the name of the company printed on the side of the van is Root Maneuvers.
Root Removers. Root Removers.
No, Root Maneuvers. Isn't that jokes?
That's sick.
All right.
Count those maneuvers.
One
Number four.
Quest. Witness the fitness.
Number
Sorry.
Four. Skinny Man's album, Council Estate of Mind.
Smoking Ban.
You gonna do smoking ban? Are you gonna tell me smoking ban? All right, Skinny Man's
smoking ban.
Skinny Man's album Council Estate of Mind is laden with samples from a 1983 British film about
Amber.
A young skinhead.
Oh, Amber.
Yes, Amber. Amber.
It's got what's his name in it, Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs. I'm not
thinking. Why do you buzz in early?
No,
I don't even know the fucking album.
Scum. You know, it's called Born in England. That's what it's called.
Incorrect.
Shit.
I'll finish the question. Theme you can steal.
Yeah.
Skinny Man's album Council Estate of Mind is laden with samples from a 1983 British film about a young skinhead called Trevor and his frequent brushes with the law.
Yeah.
What is the name of the film?
I can't get the name Scum out of my head now.
It's not Scum. That's with Ray Winston going, who's the fucking daddy or whatever?
This used to be
a multiple. What fucking tool?
Yeah,
this used to be a multiple choice question. What fucking tool? You know, I got taught by Ray Winston how to act Scum.
Yeah.
I used to go to drama classes on Saturdays and Ray Winston came in and did a masterclass with us and we were all doing Scum, a scene from Scum. And it was my turn to play him. And I was doing the scene.
Imagine Talal being.
And I was playing him as a teenager, yeah. And I'm like walking into prison, and I'm like walking. It's the first time he goes into the juvie prison, yeah. And he's like, oh, he's like. So I was like, okay, hi, yeah. My name's Ray. I was just doing the scene, yeah. And then Ray Winston went, stop, everyone, fucking stop. We're kids, we're children, yeah. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, everyone, fucking stop. What is this shit? You. Come here, like that. And he called me over to him. He goes, do you understand how fucking terrifying it is to go into prison as a teenager? It's the scariest fucking thing there. You don't know if you're going to survive the night. You're going to fucking be pissing your pants in your bed that night because someone could walk in and stab you in the neck and kill you and you'll never see another day again. He's like screaming at me about how terrifying it is to be in fucking prison. Yeah,
he's trying to get you motivation.
And then I started quivering, my lip was shaking, and I started like welling up and like tears were coming into my eyes. And he goes, right, now go again, do the scene again, use that. And I did the scene. And I was like crying. Where do I go, sir? And he goes, yes, that's it. That's how you do it, yeah. That's how you fucking do it. Good job, my son.
Fucking mince
nice
in the back.
Good job, my son, you fucking can.
You know what? You know, I got an interesting fact.
Get back in there, do it again, you silly cunt.
Literally, just this last weekend that just went, Ray Winston's daughter, Jamie Winston, married my mate. In Italy, they got married, and my man Jowser was there. Big up my man Jowser, SDF crew. He was there. I saw on his Instagram that they were there and they're married. And she got married to this dude. I met him when we were, because my mate Jowser used to go to university in Southampton, and we used to go down there and we used to link his mate. I remember his tag was Sucks, S-U-K-S. So she married a graffiti writer. So Ray Winston's daughter is married to a writer, just so you know.
All that's right. One literally way to days get ago. Success as a graffiti writer.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, this question was a multiple choice question, but I thought it was too easy, so I removed the multiple choice. The answer of the movie that was sampled in Council Estate of Mind by Skinny Man is not Born in England, Maddie.
What is
it's it? Made in Britain.
Made in Britain, made in that's Britain. It. You see? I was close.
Made in England.
It's quite a famous film, so I didn't think you needed the...
amazing film.
You didn't need the multiple choice. All right.
Fuck.
Question five. Yeah. It's Murder. It's Murder by Kalashnikov. Was propelled into fame.
Harry Love.
Was propelled into fame by its inclusion in what Noel Clarke film?
Amber.
Amber.
Kid Adulthood.
Correct, Amber. Good job. Point to you. Question six.
I've seen that. I was going to act. No, I was actually being a good person. I was going to be like, but I went, no.
You must have seen Kid Adulthood and then Adulthood. Our mate Nick Nevin's in Adulthood,
I've seen
man.
Adulthood.
He plays a policeman.
That's the one I've seen.
And then now, just a couple of weeks ago, another Hood just came out.
That's a different film.
It's a different film, but it's part of the
series. No, it's not.
I'm telling you,
that's from the Some Other Hood. It's a parody of the Kid Out Hood films.
Ah, okay, yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's
a
sequel to the parodies of the Kid Out Hood films. It's like a scary movie to
screen. Is that the scary movie thing? You don't know.
I haven't seen any of them, but my mate was in Kid Out Hood from school. Anyway, number six. Name Akala's 2006 debut album. Ooh. It won him the MOBO Best Hip Hop Award, beating Kanye West and The Game.
Amber.
Yes, Amber.
Hip Hop Shakespeare.
Incorrect, dickhead.
Something like that.
Theme.
Though.
No, it's nothing like that at all. Shit. Theme. What you
he
got?
He did one album called Shakespeare, something about
maybe
Shakespeare.
He did, but it wasn't his 2006 debut album, which won him the MOBO Best Hip Hop Award, beating Kanye West and The Game. Theme, what was it?
I don't know, man.
I love Akala, by the way.
Like, if you ruminate twice about something, if you ruminate twice about something, you might double think. Is the answer? Double think.
Here's a picture of me and Akala at Glastonbury Festival. Ooh. All right, yeah, go on.
What is this?
I don't know his album.
All right, this is a multiple choice question. Multiple choice question. Roots Maneuvers. 2001 album Run Come Save. Run Come Save had a song called Sword in the Dirt.
Yeah.
Featuring several UK MCs.
Oh shit.
Which of these was not in that song?
Okay.
Do you understand the premise, both of you?
Yes.
Theme? Yeah, but I want to hear it again. Whose tune was it?
Roots Maneuvers. Sorry, Akit. 2001 album.
Sorry, Akit.
Ooh, I'm so sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
2001 album, Run Come Save. Had a
Run
song
Come Save
called...
Me. It's called Run Come Save Me.
Excuse me. I'll correct that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. Go on.
Had a tune called...
Had a tune called Sword in the Dirt featuring several UK MCs.
Yeah.
Which of these MCs was not in that song? Here we go.
Okay.
Four choices. One of them was not in the song.
All right.
Rodney P.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie 2NA.
Mm-hmm. Tuna.
Blackitude. Oh, is it Tuna?
Yeah, from Jurassic 5, Talal. You know them.
Sure, yeah, of course. Blackitude.
Charlie Tuna Fish.
Blackitude and Fallacy.
Amber. Blackitude.
Blackitude, man.
Incorrect, Amber.
Oh, shit.
Theme, you want to steal?
I know who it is now.
Fuck. Who? What were the first?
It's the last one, Theme. It's the last one. It's Fallacy.
Rodney P, Charlie Tuna, and Fallacy.
On Roots, Root Maneuver.
Which one is not in Sword in the Dirt? You going with Fallacy? Well, Maddie, I think you kind of gave us the answer because Jurassic 5 are American, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Tuna isn't a UK MC.
Oh, he's on the fucking album.
Yeah, he's on a different song.
He's on the Connect the Dots song.
Yes, he's in a different song on the same album.
Yeah,
so neither of you got this. All right, last two questions before our final ball buster question. All right.
Yeah.
Last two questions before the final ball buster, and it is anybody's game because in the final ball buster there is a maximum of 10 points. Question number 8. In its former pirate days, Flex FM could be found where on the FM dial?
Oh shit.
103.6.
Fucking A Theme. Good job. You got the point, mate. You should have buzzed in, but I'll give it to you. Fucking A Theme.
Good.
Very good.
See, that's just ingrained in your
memory. You did that so redundantly as well. You're like, fucking hell, fucking 103.6.
FM on your dial.
All right, last one. And this is more of a UK garage question, but...
All right.
I put it in because I wanted
Amber.
I wanted a bit of garage flavor. Go on, Maddie.
21 seconds.
No.
Okay.
Go on. Theme, you can steal.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. It's still open to both of you. All right. The record shop, Boogie Times, is from which UK city?
Boogie Times. Amber?
Amber?
London?
No.
No, I didn't think
Birmingham.
So.
No, I thought you would be more clued up about this. It's from Romford.
Jesus.
Apparently that's where like the UK garage scene started.
Okay, yeah,
was in this record shop.
Probably
like that one the guy who ran the shop was
went off on to be a really big name in Garage and like was a big part of the scene. All right, I'm sorry. That was a bit of a dud to finish on. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right, now I've talked about DJs today. We've talked about graffiti. We've talked about rappers, but we're missing one. Yeah.
Okay.
Grandmaster fucking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's been some questions that features DJs and producers.
Oh, we need breakdancers now.
We're missing breakdancing, the final pillar. Okay, and this is the last.
Jesus Christ.
This is the last question of the whole quiz.
Come on, right? we know some of the big names that he's going to mention. Come on, Tom.
You need your pen and paper. This is your last chance. It's still, look, I'll tell you, Maddie's got 18 points. Theme has 10 and a half points. But there is a possible,
already, man.
10 points in this question.
Ooh.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
So out of all, this is the final B-boy point hoarding question.
Name all the members of Rocksteady Crew.
Not at all. It's even easier than that.
Yeah.
Out of all the top international B-boy competitions that have ever happened, international B-boy competitions. I have listed the top 10 countries that have won winning titles.
Yes.
Right, name as many of them as you can. 1 point for each. Write down 10 countries who you think have won the most international B-boy competitions. There are several B-boy competitions that are internationally recognized. There is the Red Bull something or other.
There's the
UK B-boy championships. There was there's one called the Unregulated or Unregistered B-Boy Championship or something. And there was a fourth one, which I can't remember. But I looked at the tables of every country that's ever won them, ever, in singles, as teams. And then I added them all up and I made a list of the 10 countries that have most often won international B-Boy competition titles.
Yeah.
And if you can, so just think about what countries have the best B-boy boys in it. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. So I'm filling time while you guys are doing that. You don't have to respond.
I'm almost there.
Okay, it's all good. Yeah. I guess I can give you another few seconds or something.
Yeah. I just need to. I got one more.
Right. I hope you've had a good quiz. Hope it's been a good time. This is the final question. And we're going to finally know once and for all which one of these two dweebs is the biggest hip-hop nerd of them all.
Yeah. One more country.
One is a nerd and one is just a natural bad man. It all comes naturally to.
Yeah.
So actually, the loser of this competition is the real winner. All right. I'm calling it in 10. 9, 8,
it's the 7, it's the questions, boy, it's the questions, it's the questions, come on,
9,
it's the questions, boy, it's the questions, it's the questions,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pens down, please.
These nuts. Pen is down.
All right, let's hear those, You get a point for each one you get right. So let's go one by one. Themos.
But no, that's not going to work. We've got to be trustworthy now. I've written 10 names here, Theme. Yeah,
Theme, have you written 10 countries?
Oh, you've just written the countries then.
I've written 10 countries that I think are on this list. Okay? And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I've written 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then I've written like 4 after.
No, I just
made 10. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I know.
No, the idea is that you write 10. So,
Theme. Okay.
I want you to scratch
off. I'm going to pick my 10. I'll pick my 10.
Scratch off 4 of them.
I want to see the picture. Let me show you.
I'm scratching off one.
I've scratched off one. Okay, I'm going to put it up to the screen and you put it up to the screen. Then we read them off just so I can screenshot it.
Or both of you just send me a picture, a photo of it. Okay, there we go.
Oh, mine's backwards for some reason. Hopefully.
No, it's not. Right. They both look good. All right, we've now seen it on screen. Theme, read me your 10, and I'm going to mark them off if you've got any right. Go ahead. Number one.
Germany.
No.
Shit.
Maddie, we've seen yours. No changing.
I'm not changing that. I'm here. I still think I got him beat.
Theme, just read the 10,
just
man.
Just read the 10.
Oh, I thought he was going to go to the next one. Sorry.
That's a fun idea. Go on, Maddie. You read your...
Japan.
Japan is correct.
All right. I have Japan as well on here. Right. Okay.
But also has Japan. And Maddie also first had Germany one, as well, didn't you?
I did have Germany.
Okay. Wrong. Don't worry about that. Okay. Theme, third one.
China.
No. Maddie, what's your third one?
I had China as well.
You had China as well? Mark
not
it off.
Not on my third, but I've marked off.
Okay, well, that's good. This is a good system. I like what's happening here.
Okay.
All right, next up theme.
Australia.
Nah, man, I'm sorry. Nah,
I don't have Australia, no.
Okay, so give us one you do have, Maddie.
France.
I've got France.
You're both right with France. Good. Yeah. You each get a point for France. All right, theme, next one.
I put USA.
Of course, USA.
Yeah, me
Amber,
too.
I'm presuming you put USA.
Yeah,
I all
put right. USA.
Next up, theme.
I put Poland.
Me too.
You both put Poland?
Yeah.
Well, you're both dumb fucks.
Okay, cool.
No Poland. Next.
Manaman put the Russians.
Ooh.
Amber, did you have Russia?
No.
No? Well, Russia is on there. Good job, Demos.
Shit, that is a good point. One. That is a good one.
Maddie, give us one that you...
I put Croatia.
Croatia's not on there, I'm afraid.
Fuck off. That's where they won. They won.
I'm not stupid enough to put Croatia.
They won a couple times, motherfucker.
I'm sure they won a couple times. Yeah. All right.
Well, of course they won a couple times, mate. You know what I mean? Manaman put... Who out of these men shall I put? I put fucking...
You're
going to
say
Africans.
Them all anyway, right?
South Africans.
No. South Africa. No South Africa.
I put Korea.
You both get a point for Korea.
Yeah.
Yes!
You put Korea theme. Okay.
Yeah, I put Korea.
I'm going to say the UK.
Yo pongo the UK.
Theme, did you write Britain as well?
Sí, claro que sí.
Yeah, you get a point for Britain.
I don't believe they are on there. Well, okay, yeah.
All right, have we said 10 yet?
I've only got one left.
I said Joe, but...
So it's the last one then.
I've got one left.
The Italians.
Oh,
no Italians, I'm afraid.
No. I put this one, it's a long shot, but the Philippines, man.
No Philippines.
But somewhere around there, the Indonesia, I don't know. They're all good.
I don't know if either of you said Japan yet.
Yeah, we both said Japan. Okay, yeah, we ticked it off. Japan. I ticked off Japan. That was one of the early ones.
I ticked off Japan.
Are we done then? Theme, you're done reading all 10, right?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Belgium.
We should be done.
No, he's fucking up.
Can't just start riffing.
Don't listen to him.
So that's it.
Belgium.
Number one, most tournaments were, most titles
Korea.
Were won by USA.
Oh, USA.
Number two was Korea.
Yeah.
Number three was Netherlands.
DJ B-Boy Pocket from Korea is one of the most ultimate
the
all-time. Netherlands, I forgot. Yeah. I
number four, Japan. Number five, Britain. Yeah. Number six, Français. Number seven, Ruska.
Ruski.
Number eight, Ukraine.
Ukraine, not Croatia. You see, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Number nine, Cameroon.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
That's deep. Not.
And number 10, Canada. Guys, that is the end of the
Canada.
Quiz. The final scores.
Oh,
Canada. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right in there.
Final scores.
Bastardo.
Oh. The runner-up position. We've got... the theme's not even here for the final scores.
I'm listening right here.
Final scores. Theme in runner-up position is Themos with 16 and a half points.
Hey.
Winning the competition is Amber with 23 points. You know what, though?
Well done,
out of a total of 59 points, neither of you did that well, I have
to
say.
True. But I did well. And listen, can I have a winning speech?
You have 1 minute. You have the floor for a minute. Go ahead.
So, yeah, man. Like, growing up in the ghetto, man, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, listening to hip-hop. Hip-hop, like, got me out of the fucking shit, man. It got me out of the trash, man.
That's how I got out of those streets.
That's how I got out of the streets, son.
So, yo, man, I had this in
my mama's eating. Baby. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, yo, my mom's is hip hop, man. My Dukes is hip hop, man. My dad was hip hop. My bro is hip hop, son.
Shit.
Try to keep that shit hip hop every day, yo. Yo, man.
Day,
I had to win, man. Day, I just go for winning every time. You know what I'm saying? Give me, man. So much love, yo. Arms house to your madre's house.
And thank you, Talal, for that, man. I know you put some effort into there, man. So I really appreciate
that.
That
was a very good quiz, man.
Was it all right? Yeah. There's some tricky questions in there. I don't want to take it easy on you guys.
No, but I want you to... Talal, Jenny, I mean, apart from the graph thing, because obviously, you know, half of those names I never heard of, yeah. But that's probably not my fault, you know what I mean? But not your fault. But no, you done well, Talal, man. Genuinely. You were quite even, because like I know your hip hop knowledge, you know what I mean? So I know you went beyond it and you really made it to be equal.
Yeah, I did some research, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but I would be interested to hear what people at home playing along, what their scores were.
Be honest.
Lady Pink. I didn't get Lady Pink.
And
Barbie, she'd be rocking up.
I wish I said at the beginning, we didn't say at the beginning of the podcast, play along at home, get a pen and paper and play along. We could have made this properly interactive. So if you can be fucking asked, put something at the beginning of the podcast.
I will just
put this soundbite. Yo, peeps, if you're listening at home as well, man, like I'd love you to play along and we want to hear what scores you got. So get a pen and paper and do your best at this quiz as well. And play along with the
do your thing.
Episode 50 Arms House Hip Hop Quiz.
All right, I'll put that in.
Put that at the start or even just some text on the screen.
Damn it, man.
I'm thinking, like, if I was listening to a podcast and they did a cool quiz like this, I would get my notepad out and play along.
Yeah.
Could be a fun.
No, that was fun. Episode 50, party people.
Oh, I'm looking back at
some
of
did you guys at home get stuff that Amber and Theme were completely befuddled about?
Or I'm sure they did.
Did they impress you with their knowledge at all? Should they have gotten stoned before the recording?
Absolutely fucking not.
Do you think you would have done a lot better, Theme, if you weren't?
No, maybe
with the ones with the dates in and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never been good.
The 87s and the 84s and shit like that. Yeah. Man.
I've been always terrible at dates. I've always been bad at dates. But
you know, and there was one as well, the Nas one as well.
Ahmed Jamal.
You know when you're chatting with your mates.
There was
mates.
One about the name of a tune that I would have got, man. I swear I would have got it.
When you're chatting with your mates about, oh yeah, boy in the corner, you said boy from the corner. Yeah, I gave you the point anyway for that one. You know, when you're chatting with your mates about nerdy shit that you're knowledgeable about, you're not really talking about years and specific things like that, dates and times and a number of awards. What you're talking about is like collaborations, titles, who produced what and stuff. But that isn't, I brought the kind of, you know, like you see on Jeopardy, they do a question about hip hop and it's clear that the person who wrote the question has never fucking listened to a hip hop song in their life or like. I was giving you that kind of data analyst, cold-blooded hip-hop information quiz. So I know it wasn't the most kind of...
But now I know...
You guys are both. I just want to say, as the quiz master, you are both... Even though you got less than half the available points, you are both, in your blood, very hip-hop people.
Oh, thanks.
It's in your blood. You don't have to prove to anyone how hip-hop you are. How much in the culture or in the scene you are. You guys are the culture and the scene. I'm so proud to be the person who's like fucking helped you get this thing together. I call myself the producer. I'm not. I'm very hands off with this show. I'm an executive producer. Yeah. But you guys are fucking running shit and you're being really... Your popularity is growing and growing and growing. People who listen to the show fucking love it and they listen to it every week. And I'm really grateful. Like when I go and look at your YouTube comments or look at how people interact with your social media, it makes me really proud and happy to be affiliated with it. Thank you for having me on so many times, even though I'm like the least hip hop person you know.
No, but people
that's
love
not true.
Talal.
I'm gangster as fuck.
Yeah, but you're
It's been a pleasure, and you guys have taken to the D&D thing as well, really well.
We got to do in the next episode. Christmas is coming up. Maybe a Halloween episode for D&D. I don't know because that's
Christmas
a lot of work for Talal.
We could do the
It's a lot of work for Talal.
It's a bit short notice for Halloween now, but.
And we need to get Jazz.
Too short notice for Halloween.
You guys remembered what happened at the last one, the end of the last one, right?
Yeah, it was Mayor 10 foot and
no, at the end of the last one. What was the cliffhanger?
We saw the boats coming across with the pirates, with the fucking spray can pirate.
Booty Town was being raided by pirates, man.
Pirates were coming.
So I've got to write I need to write a whole pirate adventure for you guys.
Big up Jazz Kahina, man. Yes, we got to get her back for the D&D episode. Well, so that will.
And maybe
I think
another
for Christmas. Let's say for Christmas. And maybe we get another guest. Who knows, man? But
I mean, so both of them together, like, it'll be nice to keep evolving it and adding people, but it might be too many.
Let's just see how we get on. But we will definitely do that, most likely for Christmas. I would love to get that sorted. If you lot are down with that, I'm down with that.
I was just thinking I might be in Spain, but I don't know.
Well, we can
we'll
work
record
it out.
It before
we can
Christmas
record it before and release it on Christmas, whatever. We can work that out. Also, I just want to say one quick thing. We got a bunch of stickers. I put up on the Instagram. People messaged me, and I mailed out a bunch of stickers to people last week, and they received them, and it was all love. But I think a few people might have messaged me, and they didn't receive them because they got lost in the shuffle. If that's the case, please message us again on the Instagram at almshouse to your mom's house pod. The link is below. Message me your address and I'll send you a few, probably like 3 or 4, maybe 5 stickers. And you can stick them up around your manor and show
you're
some
getting
love.
A lot of love for those stickers, man. Yeah, there's a lot of love.
You got a bunch of them
asking for the almshouse stickers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to be at Yanni's.
Good, man.
This comes out on Wednesday. We're recording it on Tuesday. It comes out tomorrow, Wednesday. And we're going to be at Rye Lane Tattoos on Friday. We're going to be there for Yanni.
Which is where I got this tattoo.
Yeah, where you got
his
tattoo.
My last tattoo is from there.
Yeah, big up.
I'm Gringo there, the Dapper Don Gringo. And while I was getting my tattoo, it's a lily of the Nile. It was my dad's favorite plant thing. But like, while I was getting my tattoo, I noticed that everyone there is a graph artist.
And
I asked them if they heard of the podcast, and they were like, "No, I'll give it a listen." I was like, "Oh, my brother writes Amber," and they're like, "What? The Amber?" And they were like, I know Amber.
He's absolutely definitely.
Because there's another
very own Amber.
There's another Amber in South as well. They might have been thinking of him.
Who the fuck else writes Amber?
Don't say that.
I can say that. There's one Amber. You've been going way longer than him. Fassy Clark. Who the fuck is this other Amber?
You can fight him next time you see him.
Right. I know the story. He's a sweet little kid, isn't he?
I think my man Odyssey Tattoos there at Rye Lane Tattoos. And anyway, we're going to be there Friday representing. We'll give out some stickers there as well. You know what I mean? So we'll have a whole bunch of stuff.
Bigger,
what
are
you
going to be doing then? And the cartoon book coming out.
I'm going to buy the book.
I'm going to go and buy the book. I need
a
sign. That's
you're
not going to
have a little table as well? Like a little.
Is buy.
We might take a camera. We might take a GoPro and just record a few things as well. But let's see how it goes.
I think you should. And look, I don't know if I'm
going to go down there and support the brethren.
It's just down the road from where I live, and Maddie hasn't even come to see my flat yet.
Yeah, you're a chief. You live so far away. That's the only thing about it.
That's it.
It's really fucking annoying. But maybe, Maddie, if you were clever, you would come up early, spend a couple hours in my flat with me. I can give you the lapel mics.
Yeah.
And you can mic yourself and theme up and go and film some shit there.
Well, and let's just see how it goes.
Let's just see. And you get an excuse to come see my flat and come see me. I'll make you some lunch.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about this afterwards, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Themos, what's up?
Are you signing up? Joker?
Yeah. Huh? Go for it. What's up?
I was going to remember that thing I told you about when we had coffee on fucking Saturday.
Shit, man.
I was going to tell Talal.
Yeah, go for it, man. Go for it.
What? But I don't know if you want to stop the team.
No. Listen, you know what, Theme? I do want to hear it, and you should definitely tell this story because it's a fucking crazy one, man. And
Talal's going to want to hear it now. If you say that,
okay,
it's going to be even better, bro.
All right, hurry up, though. Let's go. Not hurry up, but like, all right, come on.
Talal.
Because I got to edit this and get it ready for midnight.
We're going to edit this and get this ready.
Yeah.
So I was at work one day, and someone said to me, "Oi, have you seen this?" I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" So I go to it, and it's like a Daily Mail article, rare, and it's about this guy called Lyricist Jin. Who I thought was called, I just called Lyricist Jin, yeah. And because I've been to the studio with him and done tunes with him and whatever, and freestyles with him, and like freestyles where someone's got their own YouTube channel and they're filming you, whatever, and you just rap on it, yeah. And then they upload it and say this geezer's featuring in our thing, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of tunes, but we've been in the studio and shit, whatever. And there's me in these photos, yeah, with this guy,
in thinking, the Daily
Mail. What's the article saying? Yeah, yeah, and it's like this geezer has gone to Syria to join Islamic State. Yeah,
it's crazy.
And he had gone over there to fight over there, cut heads off and shit. And there's a photo of him holding up a head and shit, saying,
nuts.
"This is my friend," or "What's left of him," and rare.
Jesus.
Tiny little guy. Tiny little geezer. Like, you'd never, like, you know what I mean?
Hell, man. So
one crazy lamp in his mouth, like, dead. This little skinny dude, bruv. Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
What he
and short, bruv. Like, you're kind of like your little brother who never got, you just dash.
What's he, an Arab?
Yeah. He went to join Islamic State, bruv, and fought for Islamic State, bruv. And then he went through to the articles, then anyway, he went through to Algeria. And then got to Spain from there, got nicked in Spain, and then ended up dying in jail with like no evidence of how he died in jail, yeah, in Spain. And I was reading about it because of there was bare articles about it, yeah, bro. Because they were saying he was one of the Beatles. You remember the Beatles?
Oh yeah, the jihadi
four
guys. Yeah,
Arab
yeah.
dudes who were doing the beheading in the middle of the desert on video and shit like that.
Oh,
and I'm in the yeah. photos, bruv. Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking
that's
what?
The fucked up part.
Living so
in all the newspapers that had a photo of this fucking, what's his name? Fucking
Lyricist Jin. There was one main photo they were using, which was us standing. There was like Tabernacle, big up Tabernacle, yeah. And there was Proverbs, big up Proverbs, and there was, I think there was Reveal, and there was me.
Yeah.
And there was him.
Yeah, it reveals.
And because
we're
standing on like different heights on some stairs or something, it looks like a good photo, and they used it enough.
Fuck. Crazy.
And I'm thinking, what the living fuck?
So imagine that. This guy is doing this fucking fuckeries, and then he's getting in the papers all the photos of him and themes in the background going like that with the in the photo with it.
Doing the old like hip-hop pose, like Batman thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're thinking, holy shit. You know what I mean? Bare people are going to see that.
So what did he do?
And I immediately I thought, fucking up. At this place,
you could
I was
capitalize
already
on this, man. You couldn't make that.
I was
that's
already
your next
on
album
the verge
cover, yeah?
Of like
you and him
getting out of this job, yeah, because I was thinking I was fucking up at this job because I was hating it by this point. And I'm thinking shit. I remember thinking shit. If they see this, man, that's it, bruv. You know what I mean? And everyone's sharing it round, and rare is going everywhere. But I'm thinking, fucking up. And I got a solicitor. Who's a brethren, who I obviously can't mention. Yeah? And he photocopied some shit or stole some shit, whatever he did, from his major firm, yeah? And sent a letter to these geezers saying, we've been instructed by our client to completely
to remove the photo from, or to crop
to remove
you out.
These certain,
to think,
and he said to me, like, there's no way it's going to happen. There's no way. Nah. And in like 24 hours, yeah, all the photos of me and other people
in the mirror.
I think other people must have done it.
Yeah.
Because it was a quick thing. It wasn't like, oh, sorry,
ahead.
All of this has been duplicated.
Once
and duplicated,
they heard your complaint,
the
they thought ahead and would be like, we better get rid of everyone else in the pictures. But yeah.
And the only photo I could find that Maddie will post for this was just one where they've like done that when they just narrowed everyone out.
Yeah.
But fucking hell, man. And his dad is in prison for life in America for being in a terrorist organization.
But he was the leader of Al-Qaeda, some shit like that, some really fucked up shit, man.
I just said, because I can't remember which one, what it was.
And you know what, Theme? You know what this, you know what, obviously you told me this the other day, and I remember even years ago when this happened, I remember you telling me and we chatted about it. But now looking back at it, man, like, I'll tell you what comes to my head now. Is, you know, when someone gets cancelled or accused of something really heinous, yeah, and then people start digging up old photos of these people and like, oh, look, that's him with Bill Clinton. Oh, that's him with fucking thingy. And then they associate these people with this person to put dirt on these other people's names, where, as you can see from this situation here, you just met this fucking dude. You did a couple tunes with him. It's not like you were anything to do with any sort of Islamic jihad fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now...
it's so the wrong type of bloke, yeah? Yeah. Me, like this pasty white kid here with the skinhead at the time, bro.
Yeah.
In an abused jumper. Remember those abused jumpers that Alex did?
But it looks bad, though.
Sick, like wicked, like...
I'm just saying it looks bad and people can dig up these old photos and fucking go, you know, look at this and like, you know, transfer the dirt onto other people, which is fucked up situation. You know what I mean? That's why
that was nuts.
When people
just thinking everyone's gonna see,
like, for example, when people send me with Epstein, what's his name? I don't want to bring him into this, but like people keep posting pictures. Look, Epstein with him, Epstein with him. Oh, they must be in. This doesn't mean they were. It means Epstein was our party.
Yeah, we know Donald Trump's a saint. We know it.
Yeah.
No, I feel for you, man. Like, you know, you were just probably living a day in your life, you know, a day in the life of Themos, and you were just recording an album and you were like, oh, here comes the sun. Just it's a lovely another day. And meanwhile, this guy is across the universe, you know, fucking being a terrorist and shit. And he's like, I feel fine doing this. And people are like, help. And then, you know, you're like, just let it be, man. Just let it be. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. And I guess you knew him so briefly. So you were like, hello, goodbye. And, you know, he was just like a blackbird in the night flying off.
Yeah, but Theme should have known. Theme should have known better.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just some day tripper.
Listen. Theme should have known.
You guys know what I mean, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
no, you don't, though, do you? Do you know what I mean?
He should have known better when he went to the studio and they recorded the track and he was like,
someone at home listening will get what I was doing there.
And then Theme was like, yo, what's the name of the tune? And then they were like, yeah, Islam is the way. And you were like, oh, all right. And then jumped on the track. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you jump on
a
track?
There's a tune, one of those French tunes. Marseille, like rap Arab tunes. I can't remember which one. You'd recognize it instantly if I played it. But the beginning, yeah, is like some famous short, fat Arab geezer, bald guy with hair at the side, always turned up in like a white shirt and just like, hey, 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 hey. Look, I can't remember what it's DJ. Khalid something.
DJ Khalid.
No.
Not Cappuccino. DJ Khalid. The actual, the name Cappuccino. Khalid something. Khaled. Khalid something, something.
Mm.
But famous, famous, famous dude.
Yeah.
Sings in
that's
Arab.
That's fucked. And, fucked up that you're associated with well that. I bet you're on like
well loud at the beginning. It's this real, real loud Arabic singing. You
know? Oh, is it?
Like, and it sounds a little bit like militant.
Yeah.
Well loud, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got this pasty geezer in the car with the windows down. And I always deliberately turn that bit up really loud just to see if anyone looks over, to see if anyone says it. And then they see me in there.
Lovely day.
I'll send you the tune so you can play it in the background. It's
definitely send it to me.
It is
just that's fucked, man. You're associated with that terrorist guy.
And actually, you know what,
mate? He went to Syria. That's fucked. Joined Islamic State, bruv.
Yeah, he was in the Beatles. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Oh. So all those people were Beatles saying names,
that because he had a London accent or something. I can't remember what it was.
Actually, I even brought up
the
terrorist group, the Beatles. Was he? They were famous for a bit. They were in the news. Was he one of them?
I never heard of the Beatles.
I don't like the Beatles, man. I'd never like them.
Not the band. The fucking band. You brought it up. The Beatles.
Yeah. I'm not saying the Islamic band, but now I've turned it on to the band. Yeah,
the Islamic
he
State.
He wasn't part of the Beatles.
So when I named all those Beatles songs a minute ago. That joke.
Yeah,
it
didn't work.
Also, I just want to say I'm not going to bring it up. Listen, party people, let's call it.
Yeah,
night,
let's
man.
Call it there. This Peace. Might be one of the longest. Peace. No, it's not. The Farmer G episode was way longer than this.
It was pretty long, man. But yo, party people in the place.
The mean one was sick. Big up me.
Oh, that was so good. Brilliant. I laughed my ass off. I love him so much. You know, we know Mean from way back, and I love that guy. And that was such a funny episode. You guys are smashing it every
episode.
We're going to get him back.
Jan killed it as
it's
well.
It's going to be good. That Jan one was classic. You guys are doing fucking banging shit.
We're going to get
keep going. I want to see another 50. As your producer, I want to see another 50 strong. I'll be back at episode 100.
Yeah.
I'll be quizzing you again in episode 100 with 100 questions.
Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Raven.
Maybe
Talal.
Jazz Gahina. Maybe in episode. First. Maybe in
Jazz.
Maybe in episode 100.
Twice.
You do questions about the podcast. Like answers. It's just about the
one
podcast.
One question for each episode.
Maybe in episode 60 even, not 100. But anyway.
Let's not drag it out. You guys are smashing it. I'm very proud of you both. Big ups everyone who listens. Follow me. I'm Talala Kazam on Instagram. Yeah. Much love. Peace.
Links. I don't even want it to end. I'm going to be very upset when it ends. I'm sitting here alone on my J's.
Salute me too.
We can carry on chatting for a bit. Like this,
do nothing. Yeah?
Salute party people. Let's go, man. All right.
About
like and subscribe and all that good stuff. All right. Leave a comment. It really helps with the algorithm. Please don't just fuck around. Leave a comment below this video. Let's go.
Free Palestine, peace. Yo. Free Palestine.
But nigga, if the nigga don't stack, why do these girls look so good in the summer? If you got tie that, but your lady, which wanna? Cause you answered the phone, peace. Do that mean that you not a freak? Cause you recognize me, yo, I got to speak. Why you got to act like nigga all the time?
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?